All right, much better. Good evening, everybody. My name's David Litt, hosting tonight's Purion Lifestyle Call. Going to be turning it over to our owner and founder, David Sandoval, in just a minute. He's going to be talking a little bit about science and the science of the Purion products. He's going to be talking about what's in the news, especially what was on our blog today. So if you haven't seen the Purion blog, just go to your website, and there's a button for the blog, and we had articles about post-Halloween sugar consumption. We had an article about 9 days without sugar, an amazing study with kids and how much kids' health improved when they got off of sugar just for 9 days. Sounds familiar since we've got our 10-day transformation. We had a story about the bad news for bacon. I'm sure that you may have heard of that. It was all over the media, but we covered it in a little different way. And then also a nice little article in our fitness area about morning yoga. It included David Sandoval's 5 Tibetan Rites video, so I'm sure you'll like to hear more about that. And also greens on the go, and Dave talked about a few of his favorite green products. So a lot of meat in that blog. We do it every Wednesday. We update with 2 to 5 stories. This week we had 5 stories. And it covers everything from research to fun facts to fitness stuff, so mindset, lifestyle, and David Sandoval is at the center of it all, and he likes to summarize that and cover lots of other things, including questions that you may offer and ask him throughout the week. So this Lifestyle Call is a great place to check in just to learn a little bit more about the Purion products and how to live a clean, green, fantastic life. And so the guy who created the Purion Lifestyle is on the line with us right now. He's our owner and founder, the author of the Green Foods Bible, David Sandoval. So, David, I know you're on with us, and take it away.
Okay, David, can you hear me?
I can. Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the next edition of our new format. And I'm really excited about some things, really upset about others, and sort of looking forward to sharing with you some of my opinion. And I just wanted to remind everybody just that, you know, with this holiday season coming on, that it's really common for people to look the other way, to think, you know, it's okay if I, you know, make some exceptions. And I believe that that's the truth. I believe it is okay if we make some exceptions. What I don't think is okay is if we make so many exceptions that we really can't recover without having to do some very dramatic, you know, steps that may not be so easy. So I want to focus, though, first of all, because we do have a format here, I want to remind you that, you know, this information is extremely important for me to share with you, so we're going to get through it fairly quickly. The first subject tonight is sort of in the news, and what's in the news right now is, from our perspective, for the Purion family, is that the entire East Coast is now being served by our Virginia facility. Now, if you didn't know, Florida and Virginia and New York have been getting their packages in less than 3 days. That means either 1 or 2 days. I know that you know what less than 3 is. I just thought I'd emphasize it. Now, there were maybe 10 packages out of several hundred that had to get handled from the California facility due to some piece of literature or something not being in stock, but in Virginia. But that having been said, now, as of yesterday, the entire East Coast is going to experience that level of service. And we can assume that most people are going to be getting their packages in 3 days or less. And that's pretty good news. Now, also in the news is the fact that it is National Diabetes Month, and November 14th is National Diabetes Awareness Day or something to that effect. And I'm a big, big advocate of being National Diabetes Year, because I think that there's never a day or a month out of the year that we should not be focusing on this very real, very, very real issue. When you realize that one out of every three Americans is walking around with diabetes and they don't even know it, that's a pretty powerful number. And we've got a lot of people who are at risk for diabetes, and they're not taking the steps necessary, and the steps are not that difficult. But first, I want to remind you that the leading cause of amputations in America today is diabetes. The leading cause of blindness in America is diabetes. The leading cause of impotence in America today is diabetes. You know, the second leading cause of renal failure in America is diabetes. And diabetes is perhaps the number one reason why people die too soon, after heart attacks, of course, and maybe cancer. But diabetes is in the top three, and that's not a medal round you really want to be involved in. So diabetes is a very serious thing, and we need to raise awareness about it. Well, UCLA did a study. UCLA did a study that you've heard me talk a lot about. Give me one moment. I've been driving through the desert. My voice is a little bit dry. The UCLA did a study that I love, that I've told a lot of you about over the years. And that study is what I call the 5-4-3-2-1 study. And it said that if you consume 5 servings of whole grains or slow-burning carbohydrates, doesn't have to be whole grains, 4 servings of deep green leafy vegetables, cooked or uncooked, 3 servings of dark pigmented fruits and berries, not those that have a lot of sugar like white grapes and things like that, but dark pigmented fruits, and 2 servings of lean protein, along with 1 hour of strenuous exercise, and 1 hour of activity, not strenuous exercise, non-strenuous, but nonetheless activity, 1 hour. And in only 21 days, in only 21 days, 100% of those people who followed that regimen were 100% asymptomatic, showing no symptoms of type 2 diabetes any longer. Now, the reason that is so significant is because of the fact that our 10-day transformation has super slow-burning carbohydrates that you have 3 times a day. From rice bran and activated barley, you're getting whole grain and super slow-burning carbohydrate nutrients. You're having a lot of greens, again, 2 servings 3 times a day. You're having an amazing source of deep red pigmented fruit in the tart cherry. You are having lean protein as it gets in the master aminos, multiple servings a day. And this is very, very consistent. If you get the 1 hour of activity, not exercise, that means going shopping, working in the garden, cleaning your house, playing with your kids, then you're going to have tremendous results in, you know, bringing your body into homeostasis. And so the product that I like to recommend when people don't want to do the transformation or live a transformation lifestyle forever is a product called Scoop of Greens. And I want to tell you the story behind Scoop of Greens. You see, Scoop of Greens is this amazingly delicious and really, really cool product that we created for people who have diabetes and struggle to eat right. We're not saying it's going to cure diabetes or treat diabetes or mitigate diabetes. A lot of people who are diabetics don't eat right. And Scoop of Greens was created for my friend, Batman Scoop, who's a two-time Grammy Award winner, MTV television personality, and really awesome guy. And he had type 2 diabetes and was really worried about all of those things, the amputations, the blindness, the renal failure, all of that. And by simply following a regimen where we in the scoop of greens, we put, you know, again, the activated barley, the rice bran, solubles, green vegetables, you know, all that good stuff. We also, however, didn't put the carrot just because of the extra sugar. We also, however, put alpha lipoic acid, which really helps with tingling and numbness that diabetics experience. So, again, not curing, simply making sure that they have a good nutrition basis for their life. Now, all I can tell you is that the quality of life for a diabetic has to do with the every time they test their blood sugar, knowing whether or not they're going to have to take an injection or take a pill. And the fewer injections and the fewer pills that you need to take, the higher the quality of life you have. And so we're trying to improve the quality of life of diabetics with an amazing product called Scoop of Greens. And if you take that, again, really go for it, that'd be 3 or 4 times a day, you are going to get really go for it type of results. And if you sort of go for it, which is 1 to 2 servings a day, then you're going to get definitely I could feel it results. And I believe you'll start saying, I want more of what I feel results, and step up to that 3 to 4 servings. So Scoop of Greens, National Diabetes Month, National Diabetes Day, but it's always National Diabetes Awareness Time at Purium. And Scoop of Greens and the 10-Day Transformation are really, really cool. So that's what's in the news. Well, guess what else? We get a lot of questions about people that say, tell me about your dehydration process. How is it that these dry green foods could possibly be as good as fresh green foods? Does anybody want to know the answer to that one? Because that's what I'm going to hit you with the minute I get back from taking another little sip of water right here on the Purium Lifestyle Club Show. This is the Purium Lifestyle Club Show. I am David Sandoval. You are the Purium Lifestyle Club members, and I'm so excited that we're together here in the club together. Give me one moment. So how is it that a dried green powder could be as good as a fresh green juice? So let me tell you right now, all things being equal, if you take the same amazing organic ancient seabed watered with mineral springs in that cold Utah night and that hot Utah day, if you could recreate that and grow it fresh and harvest it and juice it and drink it, there's no way I'm going to tell you that's better than the one that I dehydrate, or after it's dehydrated, because that's exactly what mine is. It's just that I dehydrate it. And the way I dehydrate it is amazing. But let's first talk about juicing. Let's say you have a $500 juicer. Let's say you have a Walker Press $1,200 juicer. Let's say you have a Vitamix. Let's say that you've got any number of magic bullets or whatever they might be. It doesn't matter. That is not going to create a quality juice. Unless you have quality vegetables going in. So the quality of a fresh vegetable is only as good as the seed and the way it was grown and all of that. And so a fresh vegetable grown perfectly is always better than a perfectly grown vegetable. That is dehydrated. But the thing is, it's very hard for you to recreate what I've done. So my dehydrated juices are stable because they're dehydrated at 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay? That takes less than 2 minutes in the dehydration process. So there's no heat and there's no additives. And people ask all the time, how is that possible? That's impossible. Well, you have to be willing to do what it takes to recreate a very natural phenomenon. So if you've ever gone to the beach, if you've ever watched the waves crash onto the rocks on a day when the breeze is blowing onshore, or even when the breeze is blowing offshore, as long as it's consistent, you will see waves crash and water will be sprayed up into the air. The foam, the light foam, will actually evaporate oftentimes right in front of your eyes. Not all of it, but parts of it. And if you look close enough, you could see little pieces of salt dust falling down to the ground if the sun hits them just right. I've seen this. And what's happening is the rocks are creating these micro crystals, micro beadlets of water. And those micro beadlets of water are passing through warm air, but not hot air. And that warm air is suspending it. It's lifting up on it, much like under the wings of an airplane. And it keeps getting lifted up like a bird that's soaring on an updraft. But it happens very quickly, in a matter of a second. And as it's being held up, the water evaporates. And what's left behind are the solids that was in the water, which would be salt. And that salt and mineral falls, other minerals fall down onto the rocks. And if you touch the rocks and touch your tongue, you'll taste the salt. Well, that same phenomenon could be applied to vegetable juices. By creating a natural environment whereby micro beadlets of the juice are created in a low temperature updraft, then you can have evaporation and preservation happen in a beautiful instant. Less than 2 minutes, maximum dwell time, but typically just a few seconds. Our micro beadlets are recreated and have been recreated in an environment that evaporates them just the way that nature evaporates salt from seawater as rocks are crashed on by waves. And I hope that created a picture in your mind that you can relate to. You know what else is in the news? What else is in the news are our specials. We actually have some really, really cool specials. And on our last week's call, I had asked for permission from my partners to put our skincare on special. Now, our skincare products are amazing. I keep seeing 10-day results, 15-day results, and 30-day results being posted on the internet, and it's always the 30-day results and 10-day, they're always accompanied by a big, amazing smile. When people look at their skin and the spottiness is gone and the acne is gone and the wrinkles are gone and it looks young and fresh and amazing, and I'll tell you this, this is being reduced to only $150, I believe, for all 5 products and the gift bag, and this is going to last, I believe, all the way through Christmas, because we believe that, you know, these products are far, far, far better than most products on the market, and the reason we lowered the price is so that we could move through our current inventory, so that in January we'll be able to introduce a new and improved version. And I think it works out really good for everybody involved. An amazing product available now for a ridiculously fair price. And then, starting in January, where things are renewed and refreshed, we introduce the new and improved version. Really excited about this special. Really excited about this special. By the way, thank you for everybody. I see some people are ordering 3, 4, 5 at a time. There is no minimum. And you're probably taking my advice and stocking up or getting ready to give it away as gifts. I am going to give it away as gifts for sure. And my strategy is to give it away to just the people I really love and I would have spent a lot of money on anyway. And to give that to them along with a gift card and say, when you run out, if you loved it, you could save $50 on, you know, on getting this sent to you. So very, very cool. And another special we have, by the way, and this is something we just talked about, is Scoop of Greens. Did you know that Scoop of Greens is on sale for buy three, get one free? So essentially, that is 25% off as well. So you're getting both of those products at 25% off or more. And I think that's a fantastic way, you know, to reach out to people you love and say, look, I know that you struggle with blood glucose issues. This might be an unusual gift, maybe not what you were expecting. It's not a box of chocolates. It's not a gift card to TGI Fridays. It's Scoop of Greens. You know, and of course you're not going to tell somebody, hey, you know, got a lot of wrinkles there. Here's some skincare. No, you got to say, I'm so excited about these products. This bag is so cute. They've got these new two internal products that have never been seen before in the world before. And I just wanted to introduce you to this and make it my gift. And so very excited about the specials that we have going on. And guess what else? We have a recipe, my favorite recipe. I waited near the end to give this because we only have one more segment after this. And it's the only one more important than this, in my opinion. It's the one that you're really going to want to hear. I call it Someone to Celebrate. I've got the most uplifting, amazing story because I love kids. I love moms. Moms are heroes. Kids are grow up to be who they are because of their parents. And moms usually holding down the fort. But I want to tell you a great story, Someone to Celebrate, coming right up, right after I teach you how to make what I call Davy Gravy, which is an awesome holiday alternative because people love gravy, and I make an amazing gravy that's really, really healthy. Imagine a gravy that could help maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Dare we say, reduce bad cholesterol. Imagine a gravy that actually helps you to burn fat instead of store fat. Imagine a gravy that is so tasty that people would think that it's decadent and they shouldn't have any, and yet it is actually going to give you energy and endurance, boost your immune system, scavenge for free radicals. That's right, gravy that scavenges for free radicals. Are you kidding me? By the way, it's going to reduce inflammation as well. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take some onions and you're going to slice them very thin. And you're going to get a little bit of better than bouillon, some diced bell pepper, and some portobello mushrooms. And you're going to dice the portobello mushrooms small. You're going to begin to saute the onion in coconut oil until it begins to turn brown. And then you're going to add in the portobello mushroom until the portobello mushroom begins to get very soft and squishy. And then you're going to add in the bell pepper. And then you're going to add any little bit of, you know, garlic, salt that you may want, some cayenne pepper if you want. And you're going to add a little more coconut oil if necessary.
and you're going to be mashing this up with a wooden spoon and creating this nice sort of little roux. And then you're going to add a little tiny bit more coconut oil, maybe a tablespoon. You're going to stir it all up, and you're going to add in 3 tablespoons of activated barley. And then you're going to use your wooden spoon, and you're going to brown the activated barley in with your mushrooms and your onion and your bell pepper. And the more of those parts you want, the more you put in. I use 2 or 3 portobello mushrooms and like 1/4 of an onion. And I love it. And you just make this amazing, you pour in the water. You add a couple of cups of water, and then you just slowly simmer it and boil it. It'll boil up and become this beautiful gravy. Just keep stirring it, working away the pieces that are stuck to the bottom of the pan and stirring it up. All the little burnt pieces, all that stuff, really, really good. Makes this delicious gravy. Now, if you take and make purple potatoes and mash purple potatoes and mix the mashed purple potatoes with 1/2 cauliflower. So you boil cauliflower until it's soft, and then you blend in purple potatoes and cauliflower. No one will not know that they're not mashed potatoes, that are 100% potatoes. You're going to get a lot of sulfur for the cauliflower. You're going to get a lot of anti-inflammatory compounds from the purple potatoes, anti-inflammatory compounds for the coconut oil, anti-inflammatory compounds from the onion. And you're going to get the cholesterol-controlling activity of the beta-glucans in the activated barley, the free radical scavenging enzymes from the superoxide dismutase in the activated barley. You're going to have the fat, burning fat that comes, the medium chain triglyceride that comes from coconut oil. So you're going to burn fat, control cholesterol, reduce inflammation, stimulate the immune system, on and on and on. This is therapeutic gravy. And I'm telling you, I really, really dig it. Now let me tell you a story about a woman, and I'm going to try to look for her name right here on my notes. We just got 1 minute left in our call, and I apologize for running late. But this woman, she is one of those mom heroes. You know what I mean? Now, her name is Crystal Marie Lowe. And, you know, she had a baby at 7 pounds, 12 ounces, which is small, but still, you know, within the range of normalcy. But she soon dropped to 7 pounds, 3 ounces. They were discharged from the hospital, and they went in for a weight check, and she had regained to 7 pounds, 5 ounces. But when they went in for another check, she had gone back down, and she wasn't gaining. It went on for 3 weeks, up and down, mostly down. Every time they went into a weight check, she wasn't gaining any weight, and the doctor told me I had to start fortifying the breast milk because it seemed I wasn't producing the right nutrients. So I did that. Scarlet projectile vomited all of my milk up after I used what the doctors had given me. I broke down. Well, then I was introduced to Purium, and it's been the biggest blessing. I do the shakes and the aminos, not the cleanse. But Scarlet is now 7 weeks old, and we are still breastfeeding, no formula. I could not be more thankful. She was up to 8 pounds, 6 ounces at our last doctor visit. And I can't help to think of the incredible wholesome organic nutrients that we're receiving from Purium. So I love these products. I feel it can help you in whatever you are needing. So I want to thank, this amazing testimonial. I want to thank, you know, Crystal Marie for her testimony. I want to congratulate her on her new baby and let you guys know that Purium is the answer. You know, there's a lot of questions out there, but more often than not, Purium is the answer. So I want to thank you all for being part of this, as is our tradition. we're going to unlock the phone and have a moment to have Ohana family and, you know, familia to be here together, express our love and appreciation for each other. I truly love and appreciate all of you. I look forward to the bright future that we're creating, not only for ourselves, but for friends and relatives in the world. Thank you for being part of this dream.
Thank you from Los Angeles.
Thank you so much from California.
Thank you from Austin, Texas. Thank you from Los Angeles.
Cats in the house.
Thank you. Las Vegas, Susan.
Fulton. Susan. Conference is over. Thank you.
Fulton.
We're there.